first chapter in James in verses 19 to 20. And it's a great passage because it tells everybody, regardless of what your age is, three different things that all of us need to understand for when you get into hard places, get in difficult times. And there's three things that God helps you understand about, because all of us are going to meet up with difficult places, difficult times. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to James chapter 1. And I'm going to start in verse 17 so we get a little bit of the context for 19 and 20 when it says this. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be in kind of first fruits of His creatures. Now, since we're His first fruits, He says this. Look at the next verse, verse 19. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So here we have this neat little passage where James gives us... You remember who James was?
Brother of Jesus.
He was a half-brother of Jesus. Yeah, he grew up in the home with Jesus. So every time that his mother said, "Why can't you be like Jesus?" he could say back to her, "Why can't you be like Jesus, Mom?" Because, I mean, Jesus, that must have caused interesting dynamics in their home. But anyway, there are words here for three helps for difficulties when we get into them. And in the Scriptures, God tells us some interesting things. Notice the first thing that He says to us. He says this verse, which I read. Why don't you read it with me, would you? Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And so here He's telling us, and you can see easily the three things that He tells us to do. The first thing He says is to be swift to hear and be slow to speak. Now, that's information that God's given us over before in the Scriptures. In the book of Proverbs, which is a lot like James, it has these little statements that are just so great. But Proverbs says things like this to us. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 says, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." That means don't talk a lot. And he continues in Proverbs. Proverbs 17, 27 to 28 says this, "He who has knowledge spares his words. A man of understanding is of calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perfected." Isn't that amazing? You know what's there? If you just are quiet and don't run off at the mouth when things happen. But our tendency, I don't know, maybe it's not your tendency. My tendency is to talk a lot. And you get a lot of stuff that you throw out, especially when you run into difficult times. And you try and explain yourself. And you try and do all kinds of things. God's just saying, if you want to be perceived as wise, just keep your mouth shut. And here's the final one from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 20. It says, "Do you see a man hasty in words? There is more hope for a fool than him." You know what a fool is? Fool is in the Old Testament in Proverbs? A fool is a person who doesn't know God, doesn't walk with God. And here the writer of Proverbs says, under the Spirit of God's inspiration, a person who's hasty in his words, there's more hope for him than a fool. God says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. That means when you get into a difficult situation, instead of because I find a lot of people, don't you? They'll find out a situation, all of a sudden they'll get mad and they'll start blasting off. Have you run into that before? Or maybe I'm the only person that ever had to face that. No, you'll have to? Yeah. Well, what you do is whenever you're running into a situation, instead of acting that way, which is the model of our society, they get mad. Just watch any of the programs that are on television. They get mad. Any of the reality stuff. They just get mad and blow up all the time. And I guess that's what people are wanting to see. God says to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're under the age of 10, you can answer this. If you're over the age of 10, you probably don't know the answer. So. But if you're under the age of 10, you can answer this. All right? So everybody that's under the age of 10, how many mouths and how many ears do your mom and dad have? Just one of them. How many ears or mouths do your mom or dad have? So if I'm talking about your dad or your mom, how many ears do they have? Can you tell me the answer? How many? Just say it out. Did I somebody say 16? 16 is the wrong answer. How many?
Two.
Two is correct, yes. And how many? You have 2 ears. How many mouths do you have?
One.
One mouth. Are you sure? Yes, okay, just one mouth. Well, even Mr. Potato Head knows the score on that, right? That everybody's got 2 ears and one mouth. An old Greek philosopher said these words. We have 2 ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. And God wants us to be people who are quiet and listen, especially when we're in difficult times. Somebody wrote this, and I really like this. It says this. Did you know that the same letters in the word listen are in the word silent? And if you're going to listen, guess how you have to be? Silent. You have to be quiet. So, when you are in difficult situations, one of the first things that you want to do is listen, especially when people are getting upset. So, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and here's the next one. What's this one say? Slow to wrath. Do you know what wrath is? Wrath is this concept of smoldering with anger and holding a grudge against somebody. It's where you just, you've seen fires that are burning and all of a sudden they just smolder. They get smaller and they smolder. And they're really hot, though they maybe don't seem like they are. Boy, if you touched it, your hand would burn in a second. So, smoldering. That's how I see a lot of people walk around. They've not learned how to forgive and they smolder with bitterness. They smolder with a grudge against somebody that they're holding. And God says, don't be that way. Be slow to have that kind of thing. In the book of Proverbs again, Proverbs 19:19, we read, a man of great wrath will suffer punishment. If you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. Because this person that's got wrath on the inside, if they don't know how to get rid of that wrath through forgiveness, they'll be constantly getting into trouble. Constantly getting into trouble. Constantly getting into trouble. You see it at school sometimes, maybe with kids that are constantly in fights. And they just fight their way through everything. You've got a lot of wrath going on the inside of them. So God says, let every person, man, woman, boy, or girl, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And then He says the reason for that. He says, for the wrath of man... See, being swift to hear, listening before you react, being slow to speak, thinking before you say anything, so that you won't go into wrath. And the reason is because wrath causes trouble. He says, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. See, God tells us we can be angry, but you know what He says? Don't sin. Be angry, but don't sin. And then He says these words, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. That means before the day is over, before you go to sleep, you need to deal with that wrath rather than letting it just hang on to you because it will destroy you. Because if you do that, according to Paul's writing here under the Spirit's direction in Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, you'll give place to the devil. You'll give the devil a chance to destroy your life. But they're the person that hurt me. I'm upset with them. Yeah, but Satan will get on you if you don't forgive. We've got to forgive. I mean, Jesus did it, right? On the cross, He forgave. And the people didn't ask Him forgiveness. Some people say, well, I'm not going to forgive them unless they ask me. The people around the cross never asked Jesus. The soldiers and the people that put Him up there in the Sanhedrin, they didn't ask forgiveness. Jesus forgave them anyway. Well, I don't feel like it. I don't really think Jesus felt really great on the cross, do you? One of the worst tortures that mankind has invented for death, and yet He forgave people there. He did it because the Scriptures, even the Old Testament, talk about forgiving. And so we forgive, and Jesus told us to forgive. If we have wrath, well, the wrath of mankind cannot produce a dynamic Christian life for you or for people that are around you. It just can't do it. In fact, A holy life never grows out of an angry spirit. Bitterness never makes anybody better. A hot temper never leads to the higher ground. It always burns everything up as you're walking that way. Positive accomplishments for the Lord are never produced by angry passions. And J.B. Phillips translated this verse this way: man's temper is never the means of achieving God's true goodness. So God says these words. Stand with me. And then why don't you practice them? Because you'll probably have the opportunity this week. Most of us do. All right? Let's read it together. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. It's a great verse. You'll see it coming to you in a number of different versions this week.